This podcast is brought to you by The Shift.
It's story time!
Hello and welcome to the Storytime podcast. My name is Claire, I go by Clizair on the internet, and this is the podcast where guests tell me their stories. And this week I have with me Lala Drona. Hello, Lala.
Hi, Claire.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me on here. Very excited.
Would you like to introduce yourself to everybody and tell them where to find you on the internet?
Yeah, so I'm Lala Drona. I'm a painter and video artist, and you can find me online on Instagram at Drona Lala. That's DRONALALA, or on my website, www.laladrona.com.
I'll have all those links as well down in the description on YouTube and in the show notes on the audio platforms. But you have a story for us today.
So this story, it starts from a young age, that time in everyone's life when we're going from being a child and developing and growing up into an adult. Well, usually when, you know, especially for women, we start to develop our breasts. And so around, I think it was about 10 years old, 11 years old, I started developing, and it was only one side that was developing. And, you know, the doctors, they told me, oh, that's okay. Sometimes that happens where one breast will develop and the other one doesn't. And eventually the second one will catch up. Well, 3 years go by, my breast has completely developed into a C cup, and the other breast never ever caught up, never developed or anything. So I would ask the doctors, they told me, no, this is how you are. You just, you know, this is it for you, it looks like. And I kept that secret for years, and I didn't tell anybody. I didn't tell my mom, my family. I just wore big clothes and made sure that I never let anybody get close enough to me, or I really just had problems with trusting people as well. And
God,
even
but C cup is not small. God, that must have been tough to try and cover.
Yeah. And imagine trying to get to know people as well. Like, it's, you know, around that time where you're starting to kiss people, you're starting to all those things. So
yeah, you're already so insecure at that age as well. You don't really need.
Exactly. Exactly. That. Exactly. And I feel like all of us are so and kids are dangerous too. I feel like
yes.
They'll bully you. They'll hold you down. I don't know. I was so afraid that somebody would, I don't know, expose me or something. It's very scary, but
I'm sorry, is there a name for it, or was mm-hmm. it just a freak thing? Is it a condition? Like,
yeah, it's called unilateral breast agenesis. Yeah, so it's a, I think there's other names for it as well. I've actually never ever met anybody with it, so if anyone out there is listening, you can reach out to me, because it'd be amazing to meet somebody else who has gone through this. I know that some people have bilateral agenesis. That means nothing grows. But yeah, I've never heard of just one. So it would be interesting. And it's kind of great. Now I see it as a beautiful thing, because I think we're born Amazons. So as you know, in Greek, or not just Greek, but in history, the Amazons, they were this warrior tribe or community of women who they, in mythology, they would cut off one of their breasts in order to pull their arrows.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a really, really cool and empowering story. And so I guess I was, if I were born in the Amazons, I wouldn't have even had to cut it off. So there you go. So natural born warrior. But anyways, coming back to the story. So around 15 years old, I was pretty depressed, and I didn't even realize it, I think. And I finally told my mom, and she helped me go to the doctor, and she asked me what I wanted. I told her I wanted a breast on my other side. So the doctors put in an implant. I got an implant. It's 16 years old.
Wow.
And so that was already a very strange and unique experience to be going through as a 16-year-old. But I did feel a lot better after. And, you know, after that, I things started getting better. I started feeling more confident. It was a lot better, but I think it was just sort of a crutch, and I still kept the fear and anxiety that I didn't tell anybody or barely anybody about it until one day I started realizing that it was a very, very heavy secret for me to carry around all the time. I was constantly feeling like people weren't really seeing me and I wanted them to see me. So I decided as a painter, I started a series of paintings where I would sit in front of the mirror and I painted myself for hours until the breasts weren't silicone breasts or natural breasts or skin or anything. And they just became colors and they became texture. And it really helped me get distance from it. And from there, I had an exhibition in Paris and it was my first solo exhibition. And I told everybody. So it was an amazing experience for sure to come out with that secret. And that was probably almost 10 years ago now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I think what was the most powerful for me in that exhibition was that other people came to me and started talking to me about strange things they had with their bodies. You know, like I
Yeah.
don't know, a tail or I don't know, it could be anything. And they also told me about how those body parts on other people or on themselves, those are the things that we remember about people. Those are the things that we think are what make other people special, those little imperfections or I don't know, birthmarks or whatever. So I thought that was hugely therapeutic for me and for other people who went to that exhibition. So yeah, that was about 10 years ago. And after, okay, so this is the second part of the story where it's kind of now. So now I think it was like last year during COVID even. Wow. I had a doctor's appointment because there's a lot of maintenance you have to do with the breast implant. You have to get a lot of you always have to check it, get an ultrasound, things like that to make sure it's not popped or, you know, leaking. It's very dangerous.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so I went to the doctors and they told me that it was time to remove that breast implant because just to avoid toxicity, it had been in there for 17 years.
Oof.
Yeah, very long time to have something on your chest and also to have that imbalance. I don't know. It felt like a piece of Tupperware, to be honest. And so they said, okay, well, what we can do is we can replace the breast implant and we can also remove your natural breast and replace it with a breast implant. And then you'll look more similar and it'll be beautiful and yada, yada, yada. Well, I didn't want that. I didn't want to have the first implant, really.
It was a
I just didn't
necessity,
want.
yeah, not a want.
Exactly. And so I wanted to just rid myself of this, and I didn't want to spend every 10 years saving money to get a breast implant or all of these things that I guess I just don't really want. And I wanted to just completely dedicate myself to my art because it's my passion. And so I thought about it and I thought, hey, wait, if they're going to be able to remove my natural breast, why don't they just remove the implant, remove my natural breast? I'll finally be symmetrical or symmetrical, and I'll be able to live my life from here. And okay, yeah, I won't have breasts, but and that'll be very difficult. It's not an easy decision to make, but at least I'll be able to not have my life framed by breasts and women and how important my body is and things like that. So yeah, so last February I went through the first surgery. So the first surgery was to remove the breast implant and then to reduce the natural breast because they can't reduce it all at the same time. And so I'll have my second surgery to finish everything at the end of next year. So that's more or less the story right now, but yeah, there's plenty of other things, for example, how it's connected to my art and how my art has really saved me and helped me overcome a lot of these things. Yeah.
And so, you're kind of halfway through the process now, and are you still like happy with your decision?
Definitely. Very, very much so. The things that I felt after I had the implant, like the implant had been in there for 17 years. So if you think about it, when I hug people, there's always a layer or something in between us. And so the first time that I got to hug people and really feel them against my chest was just, I don't know, it was like nothing I can explain. It was really amazing.
Yeah, so I suppose I hadn't thought of that because normally, if you get an implant, you might have a natural breast underneath it or on top of it. I'm not sure how it works, but you would still have some of your natural breasts there. But yeah, on one side, you literally just implant. So, did it feel like there was just something between you? Like, just felt like there was, wow, God, I can't imagine how weird that would feel.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. And there's all kinds of, and especially I think when you can compare it to a natural breast on the other side. And so I'm always afraid of hugging people. I was always afraid of hugging people because I didn't want them to feel like the hard silicone on one side and then the soft on the other side. And then they would know my situation. And
I see, yeah. God.
yeah. So I think there's a lot of, I guess, adapting myself socially from a very young age. And I know women, they go through this all the time, unfortunately, for, breast cancer and things like that. But I don't know, it's unfortunately and fortunately, I guess, that I did it from a very young age and was able to adapt long term. But yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know if everybody understands it, but I feel like, breasts and women, they're sort of really like it's a very, I know that when women go through losing their breasts for things like cancer, it can be a very emotional journey because it's so tied with, I guess, femininity or society's idea of women or so. Yeah, I fair play to you for dealing with that. And at such a young age, and I think at that age, that was probably the right decision, but it's brilliant that you can decide now, well, actually, I want to go down a different path.
Yeah, thank you. And to be honest, it's not that easy to make the decision because everything else outside of you is telling you the opposite. So many people will be like, "Oh, that's fine if you want to remove everything, but do it when you're older. Why not? Why now? You're so young. Like, don't you still want to be?" And I'm like, "Be what?"
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, there's plenty of women and there's plenty of beautiful women who have flat chests and are beautiful and elegant and there's nothing wrong with that either. So it's just, yeah, this idea and pressure, even coming from, family members who are worried, and it all comes from just them being worried and wanting to protect me. But yeah, just being worried that I won't feel confident without my breasts. But I guess for me, I'm such a special case that I feel much more confident without them because they've been such a burden for me my whole life.
Yeah, and hopefully when you finish your second surgery, you can I guess not forget about them, but yeah, you don't have to be thinking about it constantly.
Exactly. I'll finally be able to move on. I just feel like I'm constant, even in my art, it was very difficult to stop painting breasts.
Yeah.
They were just everywhere. Even when I tried to paint something different, I don't know, somehow in an abstract way, if you looked at it sideways, you would see a breast. It was so strange.
Yeah. And so you got your first surgery did you say February this year?
Yes.
And so you have to wait till the end of 2022, is it, for the next step?
Yeah, so I guess technically you can wait maybe 6 months, but I really wanted to give my mind and my body a good rest. It does take a lot out of you, especially I think about it even as far as doing exercise and being able to walk and do all those things. I think your muscles atrophy a bit after a major surgery. So to have surgery on top of surgery, I
It's a
think you
lot,
just,
yeah.
yeah, you could probably invite other problems.
And so, are you having any difficulty in between, like readjusting? I know you said you got the natural one removed, so it's not as big as it was.
Yeah, so it is quite different still. One hangs and the other one there's nothing, so that's a big difference. But it's still an improvement, I think. And And I don't think people really notice. And I'm at this point now where if they notice, I don't really care either. I guess it's,
Yeah.
I'm,
Because
yeah,
it's just a
it's not.
teenage thing. It's like you think everyone is kind of gonna, and then when you
Yeah.
get, I feel when you get to your 30s, you're like, but I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. And if someone were to judge me for that, or I don't know, I would think that that's more maybe their issues than mine.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. It was really great.
And best of luck with your next surgery. I hope now we find someone who also had this experience. I'd love if somebody reached out to you and you met somebody who also had it. That'd be
Yeah,
cool.
yeah. Me too, me too. I've actually started a Facebook group for
Oh, brilliant.
unilateral breast agenesis group, but I am the only member. So
Well, we'll
if
put
anyone
that
wants to
link down
join.
as well in the description and hopefully maybe you can get another member.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you so much. And just remind everyone, please, where to find you on the internet again.
Okay, on Instagram at Drona Lala or on my website, www.laladrona.com, and also an extra one, I've got a blog which takes place in an entire fictional universe, and that's at www.basedonafact.com.
Oh my God, amazing. Sorry, I'm really interested. So you're a blogger, but it's fiction.
Yeah, so it's I write fictional articles that take place in my fictional universe, one that I created actually when I was young, I think to escape all of this. And it's takes place in an art laboratory, and there are in the art laboratory they do experiments on muses in order to extract inspiration from them for art. So
Wow,
yeah.
that's a really cool idea.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm making a fiction podcast right now, but it'll probably take about 2 years to finish. So
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story.
thank you so much for having me.
Thank you guys so much for watching or listening. If you choose to watch on YouTube, please like the video, leave a comment down below. If you choose to listen on the audio platforms, please give us a review on the platform because it really helps us out in the rankings. Don't forget to subscribe, and I shall see you in the next one. Bye.
Hi.
This podcast was brought to you by The Shift. For more like this, check out theshift.ie.